public that know us already from before. We were the Ascertainers. I'm Jim.
And I'm Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Welcome, everyone.
We are at episode number, I think this is number 32, because we're a little out of, we're a little ahead of ourselves. We recorded a couple to put a couple on the shelf, so we don't really know any current events. We don't know what's happening. Hopefully nothing really, really bad happened this week. Actually, I know something bad happened this week, but we can't talk about it because it happened like 2 weeks ago from the time people would hear this episode.
And plus, we want to keep it light. This is somewhere to get away from all that and yes. Maybe brighten up your day.
Or make it just a little better. Wow. You think we have that capacity? I think the last episode, there was some funny stuff that maybe it might have made people laugh, but I think generally.
I don't think we bring anybody down.
I would hope. Fuck, I hope not. Ding, swear jar. So, yeah, I'd love to know more about the people that listen to us, because according to Mark, our numbers are a little down time. So again, this is happening a little before, or a little, like, this will come out 2 weeks after we recorded it.
Wow, this is just like Back to the Future type talk.
What's that one, Interstellar or something like that? Didn't we get out of that one time and it didn't end very well? I never saw that movie. I don't watch movies like that. Although I did watch a long movie this week, didn't have any spaceships, few
Which
horses.
One?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, that's right.
And I fell asleep during it, and I woke up at the end scene where everybody's screaming, and it's not a really good way to wake up. I can't recommend it. I can't recommend it one bit. Yeah, tonight's topic, we decided, I think we had this topic a long time ago, we just never used it, because we must have been on an episode that was going so well that we just ignored the topic, but we're going with debut albums.
As the Ascertainers talk about it, two guys that have been neighbors for 20-some years that started a podcast in their basement to talk about music.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah.
There's a podcast about that.
God, I hope they don't steal our stuff.
It's the Interpolators. Anyway... I just got done with a week where my wife was out of town for the whole week, and I think I weigh about 15 pounds more than I did when she left. It was on garbage day, I realized there was one bag of garbage in the garbage.
I did get in the car tonight.
I didn't really cook this week.
A bag did fly out of the door when I opened it up.
But it was just a bag. It wasn't like a bag of McDonald's or anything.
No, it was a bag from Cub or...
My car's not as neat as yours. Your car looks like you just killed a guy. Mine looks like I just killed a few guys.
Well, I got a little time on my hands compared to you.
So when I go, what are you doing? You're just killing time?
Killing.
So it's killing time is what you mean.
Yes.
It's like that Johnny Depp movie. The one where he is... I forget what it's called, but there's something written on the back of a door or something. It was like murder time or no
red room.
At the end of the movie, he eats a bite, takes a bite of an ear of corn. I think
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
I didn't see that movie.
Maybe we'll do next week. We'll do
Titanic,
fucking Johnny Depp movies that no one's ever heard of, and stories that Jim can tell that'll alienate the listener. Anyone that thinks they know that Johnny Depp movie, which I'll look up later at some point. I'm just kind of lazy right now.
Is that the Ninth Gate or something? Or
what's that?
I don't know.
I'll look it up while we're doing the radio game, maybe. Do you want to do the radio game now?
Let's get right into it.
Cool, man.
The radio game is we pick four bands, two legacy bands, two...
Lesser knowns,
and we try to guess which song is on the radio.
And we've done this for 30 episodes, and we've had somebody get it right one time.
But it's a good chance to bring up things about music.
Oh, true. No, there are no prizes, so it's just a way to discuss things. But I will say that 2 weeks ago I had Heart, and last week Heart came on.
Oh, well,
I was only up
we'll give you
week.
Half a point.
I think that should be worth a win of some sort.
Actually, you've had that happen before.
I have.
So you actually got a full win now because you got two half wins.
Is that
what you're going for?
It's very satisfying when they're separated by about 3 months. But all right, what do you got for your...
I'm going to start with my non-legacy ones.
Okay, your lesser knowns.
The Raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
Go All the Way.
Alex Chilton.
He wrote that, or he was in the Raspberries?
I think he was in the Raspberries. Oh, he's in the Box Tops. Are they the same thing? I'll look that up, too. I got a lot of stuff to look up. Crepes.
But I always thought that song was kind of tricking you.
What's the name of the song you're referring
Go
to?
Go All the Way.
What?
Isn't it Go All the Way?
Baby, Go All the Way?
Yeah.
That's the Raspberries?
Yeah.
I thought they did Hot Time, Summer in the City. Back of My Neck's Getting Dirty and Gritty. Or is that the Hollies? Shit. I think it's the Raspberries, man.
I think the Raspberries, their biggest hit was Go All the Way.
All right. I don't disagree. That's a hell of a hit.
But anyways, that song tricks you because it starts off with a heavy guitar, like a rock and roll song, and then it goes into a ballad. And that always upsets me to where I want to drive my car into a pole or something.
Holy shit.
What?
I can't believe you want to drive your car into a pole. And Summer of the City was the Lovin' Spoonful. I don't think that that's... I'm mad about that. Okay, with the Raspberries, and then what was your other?
Tesla.
Tesla.
The love song. Do you ever hear the intro into that?
Is that the one with the really acoustic guitars?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty Tesla's, awesome. It's a
Tesla's
very
a hell of a band.
Old-timey type intro also.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was my...
Old-timey, like Bon Jovi. Which is old-timey now. That's 30 years old.
That's sad. That's
oh, fuck. That's, hang on. That's over 35 years old because...
About 1985, 86.
Right in there.
Yeah.
Slippery When Wet. Although, the first Bon Jovi I ever heard was Runaway. Thanks to KQRS, and the disc jockey was named John Lastman. And do you know who inducted or was there at the induction of John Bon Jovi into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? John Lastman.
I think I read that.
John Lastman received a tape and put it on and played it in Minneapolis, and he broke in this part of the country because of John Lastman. All right. Tell me your picks again, because I just fucking bootlegged you or hijacked you again.
The Raspberries and Tesla.
All right, I'm going to do my lesser knowns. Maybe it's more interesting this way. I'm going to go with the Del Fuegos.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think have one song called Don't Run Wild. Of course, I'm probably wrong. My track record's been...
No, you are correct about that.
Lately. And then Vanilla Fudge, because it was in the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood soundtrack. I think it's You Keep Me Hanging On, right? Is that the... It is. Da-da-da-da-da. Anyhow. And then my mainstreams are Thin Lizzy and Alice Cooper. I always have a theme. I always connect them. And in this case, it's two female names contained in male rock bands. Alice and Lizzy.
I have no way to...
I feel like you were mocking me a little.
No. I'm going to go with Judas Priest.
Ooh.
And David Bowie.
Oh, you could have gone with like Sister Hazel. Priest and his sister, huh?
Now, going back to David Bowie, have you heard any of the Tin Machine stuff?
Is that his earlier or his later?
Later. That was the rock punk during the late 80s and not early 90s.
I probably have, but I can't tell you any of it.
Yeah. I can't get into it, but it's a very interesting music. Maybe I should listen to it now, and maybe he was ahead of his time, and it'd be better now.
There's a song on Mark.
It
I'm trying to get better at this communicating this instead of me just blurting it out. From Madison, Wisconsin, there's a tip. Originally from Madison, Wisconsin. Via California, one of the best songwriters on his block, but irritating to many, Steve Miller.
Oh.
Fly Like an Eagle.
I don't understand that reference that he was...
I had a friend that I used to work with, and he would go insane when Steve Miller, because it was what is it he said? Oh, like Northern California, where the girls are so whatever. What's that song? Jet Airliner. He uses the word Northern California and rhymes it by going Northern California. It's lazy, sloppy.
How many other people do that? I mean,
I'm just saying. The guy, he was on the radio game and he stymied us. So you win, Steve Miller.
You win. I like Steve Miller.
All right. Do we want to jump right into debut albums? This could be the shortest episode ever.
Oh, I do have some other things.
Let's get some errors and omissions. Let's get some. I do have one thing. Why don't you go though? Because I've been talking.
Brought up Dave Mustaine, and he is now cancer free, so they say.
So he's dead.
Wow! No, that would be,
cancer full. Norm Macdonald had the best line when it comes to cancer. They say he lost his fight against cancer.
Right.
He goes, if you die, the cancer dies. That's at least a draw. I thought that was a really good way of looking at it. But anyway, so Dave Mustaine is healthy.
Yes.
Good. Good for Dave Mustaine. Although after what he said about Kurt Cobain, kind of might have brought that shit on himself.
It'll be a while. When they say cancer-free, it takes a good 5 years before. Let's go on.
Is this a song by that
boys choir? We've gone to dark places on this podcast.
This is pretty dark, man.
So let's...
Who knows? I mean, a lot of people have, prostate cancer, don't even know it, and they just walk around and...
Yeah, you can live...
Some people, if it doesn't spread, that's the key.
Right.
If it stays where it's at. This is not a medical podcast, and don't take medical advice from the ascertainers. We recommend laughter as the best medicine, but penicillin's good, too. And, that's all I got to say about that. Remember how I laughed so hard last episode about Chance, how he said fiancé?
Yes.
Well, as I'm doing the write-up, I misspelled fiancé and I spelled France. So if you add just a little bit of a hook to the I in fiancé, it spells France. And he said it with a French accent. Also, if you add an N, it spells finance. So these are little things that I thought were important for the ascertainers listeners to know about. Everyone else probably already knew, but
please, our guys are a little slow. Email in, because I think Jim is losing his mind.
That's crazy. I could be. You know why I'm losing my mind? Because no one emails us.
You're right. Well,
so if you want to watch me just go deeper and deeper into my psychosis.
Right.
Keep it up. You're doing terrific. Don't email me. How about we try that? A little reverse psychology. I'll tell you what I wouldn't do.
We're holding you listeners accountable.
Do not email the ascertainers. Let's see how far Jim takes it. I do have a couple of rants I could go on, and maybe if we get one nice email, I'll go on one of them.
Can I bring up one more thing? We were talking about Candy.
Yeah. Nice girl.
No, but candy corn, if you infuse it with air, it would be a circus peanut. It's just a circus peanut expanded. Or you could see a circus peanut.
Let's say there's two of them. Let's say it's two circus peanuts. No. Mark, you can't. You're saying that if you took a circus peanut and compressed it, it would become a candy corn.
Yes.
Okay. But I don't think there's a way you'd be able to take a candy corn and reanimate it to be a circus peanut. That makes no sense. We don't have the technology.
No, infuse it with air. Just, expand it.
Oh, just...
If you can condense, you can
infuse
expand.
It with air. Why don't you go out in the garage and do that and bring it in and see what you get?
Well, you'd have to make the outer shell harder, but...
Wouldn't it be easier just to squish down a circus peanut?
Yes, but I was just...
What about the colors? Ooh, as you took a, you know what, a pale orange.
You went on and on about Milk Duds and Whoppers, and I came up with something similar, probably a better example, and you're slamming me. You should have
prepped me. We don't do any preparation. I think Mark should have said, hey, just be fucking nice to me once on this cotton candy, this candy corn thing. What about cotton candy? If you take cotton candy and pack it down, or to do your method, which is way easier. Do you like the thing? I got a little cheese curd back there. If you took a circus peanut, and what do you do with it? Infuse it with air?
So you start with cotton candy.
No,
condense it.
You start with a piece of candy corn, because that's easier. And then you infuse it with air, and it pops into a circus peanut. And then you'll infuse it with a little more air. Then you got cotton candy.
You know the cotton candy maker?
Huh?
You just fill that with candy corn. Oh, I thought
you meant the guy. You mean the machine. I do know that guy. I went to high school with him. It's cool. He's a cool dude. Don't buy weed from him, though, man.
But you dump a whole bunch of candy corn in the cotton candy machine, and you whip it around like that, and it disperses into...
It would cotton be like candy. It would be like bullets, man. That would be dangerous. Cotton or candy.
If you spin it fast enough, they'll disintegrate.
Two nickel-sized men running around loose in the world. You've never seen that movie, have you?
No.
The Internship. One of the funniest little scenes in all of cinema. When they're at a job interview, and they go, "You're stuck inside a blender. What do you do?" Anyway, there you have to go watch The Internship. Thank you. Look up Google, YouTube, the Two Men in a Blender, because it's fucking hilarious. And I caught myself. Remember how back in the old days, in the single digits, where I would just tell these stories that were horrible? I tried to recount things that were already done that were funny, and I did really badly at it. Caught myself.
Good.
So anyway...
All right, finance, I'm not going to mention anymore finance. Because I get...
Do you want to talk some more candy?
No, I'm not going to talk... No, let's go on. Let's just go on. What? Damn it.
Just tell me if you're going to talk about more shit that you infuse air into, because that isn't a thing.
You know what? Wait till later tonight.
Oh, it's so cold out. I don't want to have to open the windows. It became 2 weeks ago.
Phrasing.
2 or 3 weeks ago, it was 90 degrees in Minnesota. They were talking about, you know, we're all going to die, everything else. And right now, there is fucking wind chill out there.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's probably, what, mid-30s with about a 20-mile-an-hour wind? It is nasty. And we ain't ready for it.
Get it
off. When this happens in March, we'll be like, hell yeah, short sleeves. Let's go tee it up. But not the, as you go into winter, we're very soft. As we come out of winter, we become much more hardy. I don't know about you, buddy. Tell me your concern. Did I say something that you misconstrued?
No, nothing at all.
You're doing that thing you do.
Thank you. Is that from the movie?
Good movie.
Never saw it.
Bullshit.
I haven't.
That Thing You Do, directed by Tom, or starring Tom Hanks and that other guy. It's a good movie. Liv Tyler. Liv Tyler. Very likable.
No.
Character actress.
No.
Steve Tyler's...
Yeah. She looks just like Steven Tyler.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, maybe I should take a look at him again. All right. Debut albums. We're almost halfway through. We haven't done debut albums. I have four debut albums. Mark said three would be enough, so I just threw one extra in. I'll just give you I'll tease it a little bit. All of mine are what you would call, my top three are eponymous. What's that mean again? That means one hump. It's like a camel. It's an eponymous camel, not a dromedary. Eponymous. You're giving me nothing?
I am not.
Dromedary, eponymous. Dromedary is one hump. Bactrian has two humps. Are there even two hump camels anymore? Let's talk about that for a sec. What happened to them? Is that global warming? Or because David Lee Roth dances weird? Ugh, I've been seeing so much David Lee Roth lately, post Van Halen. And it's, how was Van Halen so cool?
Now, are you foreshadowing? Is Van Halen?
I just did it. We just jumped right in. My right. first.
Favorite, I pass on that one.
The first of my favorite debut albums is VH1, Van Halen, because I had never heard anything like it. And I thought it was the coolest shit ever, and I kind of still do. And as a pre-video band, they should thank their lucky stars that all we had were still shots of that band. Everybody else was cool, but David Lee Roth was like someone's dad showed up with his little dance moves. It's just, it blows my mind how cool they would have been if he was just cooler. But then again, I think I said one time I'd give my left nut to be him for a day back in his prime.
You know,
but if I knew I had to dance around all fucking
But if you're going to be a lead singer, you want someone with confidence, and he had
that. He certainly had confidence. It was misplaced. Because even if you look, if you hear like his isolated vocal tracks, it's like, oof, boy.
Well, just that scream.
Yeah.
That's.
But man, oh man. But Little Dreamer.
I kind of stayed away from that because people have the Van Halen, Van Hagar. Some people say Van Hagar was better and that their albums were better than anything. But
I can easily see how people fucking hate David Lee Roth. And you can't hate Sammy Hagar. He's unhateable. Right? Unless you're a huge David Lee Roth sellout. Which I, at the time, kind of was.
Eddie kind of turned on him.
I would have turned on him in a heartbeat after,
no,
after
knowing him. Sammy
turned
also.
On Sammy?
They kicked him out also.
Well, it's interesting that Michael Anthony, left bass player, they still play together.
Is it right, Hagar and Michael Anthony.
Yeah, is it called Chickenfoot? Is that Chicken the name Foot? Of their band? Remember when the rumor was that... because Gene Simmons has some kind of a mention on VH1, people were saying that Michael Anthony was actually Gene Simmons out of makeup. Wow, it's pretty funny.
I don't see that at all.
Well, you didn't need to. That's when you had like one still photo of a guy, and it's like, oh, maybe that's him. So VH1, that's mine. I'll stand by it. In fact, I'll even say it is my favorite debut album of all time, and I got two strong ones coming in behind it.
I can't argue with that one. I just didn't bring it up just because of that. It'd be like Led Zeppelin.
Ooh.
Because a lot of people say that later Led Zeppelin, even though one was just something people hadn't heard. It was like Van Halen one. It was just something people had never heard before. One track after the next. But
is that your...
No, I didn't pick them either. I threw Van Halen and Led Zeppelin out because... I'm more of a man, I guess.
Well, I can't wait to hear. You just passed on two awesome ones. What? Give me one of yours.
Jimi Hendrix. Are you experienced?
Jimi Hendrix. What does he do?
He was like a...
Well, that you just described how everyone describes Jimi Hendrix. He was decades ahead of his time.
Right? Yes. But that one had all the hits on it. Actually, the UK international version was completely different than... the U.S. version of that album. Because the U.S. version added Hey Joe, The Wind Cries for Mary, and one other one that weren't on the original U.K. international album.
What was on the original? Like Foxy Lady?
Yes.
What, Voodoo, something or other?
But there were three of them that I really never heard of that they kicked off for the U.S. version.
Okay. I don't know his name, but the drummer for Jimi Hendrix is extremely underrated. That guy could flat out just beat the piss out of the drums. You ever like just listen to the drums in Hendrix songs?
Well, even the bass player. They sounded like a huge band. They were like the Who. You know, in the regards that they had a full sound for a small
Absolutely.
Band.
Absolutely. Help me out. Was Hendrix American or not? Or was he British but lived in America?
I thought he was British and lived in America.
I could see that. Because I think, didn't he call Seattle home when he lived in the United States?
I'm not sure.
I thought he did. Way to be prepared.
Well, I didn't know I was going to get peppered with teeth.
Where's he from? Questions. From? Oh, no.
What was his mother's name?
Ouch. Okay. All right, my next one. I'm going to go in order of what the audience wants to hear versus what I really think is better, but the Cars' first album, kind of right in there, kind of my early exposure to new wave music, even though it wasn't British new wave. That record was so good with the girl with the holding the clear steering wheel with the bright red lipstick. Fantastic. You're looking at me funny.
Well, I would say Candio was better.
You are out of your mind. Candio?
Yeah.
I need you so. Ding, 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 ding. So.
No, the album.
I understand. I own both. I'll tell you right now, I got Candio in that box right over there. And hold on. That doesn't sound good at all. I'm in my basement already. And I got Candy over that box. Don't say a word or she gets it. No. I think I have both the Cars and Candy O. And I can read you the songs off each. And I will tell you right now that the Cars' debut album will kick the shit out of Candy O. But hey, we're friends here.
Okay, I was just...
A couple guys talking about how much I know more about music than you do.
It's all personal preference. All
right.
So I can't argue if you thought that was, you know, your top one.
You can't help it if I suck at having an opinion. You go ahead and do your next one.
Okay, I'm going to go with Boston's first album.
Ah! I can't believe I didn't think of that one.
You know, that had just everything on it. More Than a Feeling. I think it had every hit that you actually hear on the radio other than, what's that?
No, the second.
Candy ass one.
Amanda?
Yeah.
Candy ass.
I'm sorry.
How about A Little Compassion?
It's actually a very good song. I shouldn't say that, but it's a ballad.
What was her second one? Was it Don't Look Back? It was, and that had some hits too, my friend.
Yes, but the first one had, it was just packed full of hits.
Chock full?
Chock full.
All right. You better give me your next one, because I'm trying to find Candio here, and I'm getting kind of running out of...
Okay, I'm going to go with one that, it could be like a one-hit wonder, but he did come out with another one, Meatloaf.
Are you sure that's his first album, Bat Out of Hell?
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, also?
He did some singles, but he didn't have an album.
Is this your card?
Oh, he's pulled out of Jimi Hendrix.
But this is Band of Gypsies.
And he's reading, looking at all the titles. Anything
I've
on there?
I've never heard of any of them. Who Knows, Machine Gun, Changes, Power to Love, Message of Love, We Gotta Live Together.
We do.
Okay.
This podcast would go better.
But it's one of those albums that's got like a... It's a single album, but it's got the fold out. Oh, and there's nothing even there.
Is it a live album?
Maybe. It's got some stuff on it. This is not good radio here. So, all right. You went Hendrix, you went Boston, and then... have you done your third?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. I can't disagree that that is not a monster of an album. And you're sure that's a debut?
Yes.
Okay, well, that dude peaked early. I swear to God, if you say the word pegging on this episode, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm not going to bring that up.
Because you always do when you talk about Meatloaf. You love it.
No, but you could almost, before he came out with that 90s album, he was a one 90s? Album wonder.
Oh, the one about the with the thing. Yeah. What was that about?
I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that.
What?
I have no idea.
Okay. Does it rhyme with schmegging? Okay, because that came out in like 79-80.
Right around
Bat Out of Hell.
Which, the Bat Out of Hell song, I think, is one of the better ones.
It's, that album is just loaded. Man, we're actually coming up with good stuff. Your Hendrix, I think, is a reach, but hey, you know. Who's ever heard of him? Well, here comes my reach. Let me go ahead and show you.
Oh, I did research that.
Did you assume that was the case? Got a little band from Canada. Let me introduce you to the original members of this band. Most people are
familiar. Oh, is this the Kings?
The Kings are on my honorable mention. But you've got a guy named Geddy Lee, lead vocals and bass, Alex Lifeson, guitar and vocals, and John Rutsey on the drums. That's right. I said John Rutsey on the drums. Rush had a drummer before Neil, I guess you say it, Peart. I always called it Pert for decades.
Like anyway, the shampoo.
I'll read you the track list. It's got four songs. That's all you need. It's got Finding My Way, Need Some... Okay, Finding My Way, phenomenal song. Need Some Love, Take a Friend, Here Again, it's a monster. What You're Doing, monster. In the Mood, monster. Before and After, pretty good. And then Working Man. For a debut album... It's up there.
Of those songs, how many are played on KQ in the rotation?
How many have been?
No, how many would be in the rotation back in 79?
I'll just say pretty much Working Man.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the Skinnerd, that was the, they call it the bathroom track, apparently. That's what the DJs love it. They can throw it on, go take a shit, come back, song's still going. Kind of like that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say is that I won't get into this because it's going to sound like I'm dissing your picks, and I shouldn't.
Mark, I would appreciate if you diss, you go and diss VH1, The Cars, or Rush. You try. I'm begging you.
I am not dissing the bands. I
you,
think
although you are telegraphing your punch. So what do you got to say? Just say what you got to say.
This no, is but that space. Album doesn't have... the hits, like the other ones that we've been talking about that were in rotation to play all the time.
A
fan would know them and would love them, but...
Well, Mark, maybe you should just take my fucking word for it. Because we're friends, you dick.
Okay. I didn't mean to
no, what
cause
I'll say,
trouble.
So I appreciate you bringing that up. I really do. I enjoy criticism. I feed off it. It makes me better.
Constructive criticism. And quit flipping me off. That's not nice.
I can't wait till we're off the air. Anyway, so that to me is a positive attribute that you maybe have never heard any of those songs, but if I threw them on, you'd be like, holy shit, that's some good fucking music.
Oh, I would agree with that.
There.
I would agree with that.
Commercial success necessarily, although, I mean, Van Halen won. The only song got radio play was You Really Got Me. And that's a cover. There are at least two covers on VH1.
I agree.
Which ones?
You Really Got Me, and I can't think of the other.
Ice Cream Man.
Oh, yeah.
Is a cover. I think I got that one in there, too.
And that one was played quite a bit.
I know VH2 in there, but what's that?
Ice Cream Man was played a lot. When it first came out.
Okay, so I heard a theory on David Lee Roth about how, like, when he went solo, he did, like, Just a Gigolo, and he was doing kind of like these kind of, like, awkward show-tune-y kind of... And but then they go, well, listen to Ice Cream Man, listen to, I think it's Show Your Love, where they go, ba-ba-da, shoo-be-doo-wa, ba-da-ba.
Right.
They do that shit. I thought that was pretty good myself. Do you like how I did that? You got my hand. Hello, my darling. So, yeah. So that's, you want to hear my honorable mention? Because you said we would run out of time and we haven't.
Go ahead.
Sheryl Crow. Her first album, which was the, hang on, I wrote it down here. Tuesday Night Music Club. It's phenomenal. It's got a little, All I Want to Do Is Have Some Fun. Leaving Las Vegas. That other one. It's she's a very enjoyable singer. She's kind of hard not to like. But with some kind of pop sensibilities, yet not poppy.
And that's what I like about this podcast, is that we have different musical tastes, and yours is bad and mine is good. I mean, it's good for the listeners to hear.
This podcast has pop sensibilities, which it clearly does not have. Otherwise, we would be more popular with the listeners. And by listeners, remember when we had that episode and with Chance and his buddy Alex on? And I said, kind of as a joke, and he'll tell his friend. And so, and it's like, it turns out they're each other's only friends.
Right.
So it didn't go very far. They didn't multiply like on the Fabergé Organics shampoo ad. And so on.
And so on.
And so on and so on.
My honorable mention was Appetite for Destruction.
Mm. I passed on it because, I put it this way, I know where I was when I first heard Sweet Child of Mine.
Right.
I mean, that was a...
What was the first single off of it, though?
Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah. And that was out for a while before they actually made it big. It wasn't grabbing...
Really?
Yeah.
Their story is fairly interesting as far as starting from the bottom. I mean, they were... But they did, like, really weird shit to kind of get on the map. You know, they helped through these huge parties and played wherever they could.
Now, as L.A. Guns, how were they associated with Guns N' Roses? Was there association?
If anything, it would have been Izzy Stradlin, who was the founding member of Guns N' Roses, who got kicked out of Guns N' Roses. And you can kind of trace their getting less good. That's not how you say that. Anyway, though, they kicked out their original rhythm guitarist.
Right, you would say they got badder.
They did. Oh, that's a great term. You guys are way badder. You know, if you want to hear what you want to hear, okay, I think you're badder, not worse. So, yeah, good band. Slash is still hanging in there with the top hat and the Taylors.
Slash looks okay, but God.
Axl? Oh, Axl looks... I look fit compared to Axl Rose, I am not fit.
That's sad.
You can go and disagree a little bit, Mark, if you want.
Oh, you look great.
I love the I think we talked about this before. Apparently he was on like a award show or whatever, and they hadn't played in forever. And he comes out and he runs all over the stage and everything. And then he's gotta say, "Welcome to the Jungle." He's like, "Welcome to..." He's like totally gassed. That would be hard to sing, or whatever he does, when you're out of breath.
Well, I was gonna go back to episodes. Was it last episode that we were talking about T-Rex?
T-Rex, we talked about two episodes ago.
You better, you bet. To the sound of old T-Rex.
No, I remember. Yep, I remember.
I remember.
How about the other one? You said it was in...
All the Young Dudes?
Yes. How is that done in there?
Oh, man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh, brother, you've guessed I'm a dude, Dad.
The fuck are you doing? Were you singing or talking?
Well, I'm not a very good singer.
I can tell.
I'm more of a...
I know that song pretty well.
I'm more of a Johnny Cash type singer.
Where's the T-Rex one?
It's right in the middle there.
Here, I can do it how the song goes. I think it goes, "Television man is crazy, saying we're juvenile, delinquent Rex. Oh, man, I need TV when I got T-Rex.
When I got
T-Rex. Oh, brother, you guessed I'm a dude, Dad. Dude, Dad, that's a guy." Then it goes, "All the young dudes. Hey, dudes." I like the parentheses.
Oh, but when you think about it,
where are you?
When he sings it, "When I got T-Rex," it's
Mark,
more drawn out.
You have gone to the wrong profession. You have quite a set of pipes on you. You should be a singer.
I should be.
God, I can't wait to hear. I think I was not far off for trying to go into the third verse cold. That wasn't bad. Good song.
Good song. So people podcast. Should look up All the Young Dudes and
totally
see how well we did on that. Okay.
And by we,
Me.
Yes. All right, man. What else? Do we talk about my Rolling Stones flub?
No, we did not.
Oh.
We did at dinner.
What the fuck are we talking about? We were talking about...
We went to dinner at Newt's tonight.
Oh, thank
we
you.
We really haven't done promo for him, but...
Yeah. Our server, our favorites are, well, I can't really pick a favorite because just in case, well, fuck, none of them are listening. Anyway, our original server, McKaylee, apparently goes by MJ now, and no one gave us that memo, so we probably look like a couple of tools. But anyway, she was awesome, just as cheerful and pleasant as ever. Yeah, so anyway, yes, of course we went to Newt's. That's kind of our pregame ritual. If somebody wants to do away with the ascertainers, our travel patterns are fairly evident, so I can only think of one guy that would want to do that.
Oh, it's like...
Don't. Please don't.
Al Pacino in...
Carlito's Way?
No, the one before that, where he said the F word the whole time. He's a Cuban.
Oh, Scarface?
Yeah, and then he goes to the...
That's how you describe Scarface. Yeah, Al Pacino, the one where he says the F word a lot. He's Cuban.
But he always went to that same restaurant, and they knew where to...
Oh, that booth.
Yeah.
And only his head would stick up because he was so coked up.
But they knew where to do the hit.
To ambush him,
so
yes.
If anyone wants to
do it. Based on the recent news events, I don't think we should even talk about that much more at all.
Or our downloading... We probably don't have anyone who really cares to take us out.
Well, don't you feel a little safer the way the numbers are trending?
I do.
Just be down to that one fan, like on that Eminem song, Stan, I think his name was.
I don't
listen
know.
To Eminem. Oh, that's I a don't. Haunting little ditty there. So anyway, Newt's, again, bringing them in. They're pulling the people in because they're that good. The popcorn... Where are you going to get popcorn? Honestly, are there other bars that have popcorn around here?
I'm not sure.
And it's not like lame bagged popcorn. They pop that crud fresh. So I switched off the Oaky Smashburger. And I thought I should probably bring up, when we say the Oaky Smashburger, it has to do with a reference to Oklahoma. It's not made of wood. It's not oak.
Oklahoma.
It's Oaky, O-K-I-E, Smashburger. Still in the menu, still good. But I went with a former special that also made it to the menu, the Chicken Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Delightful. Yum. Yeah.
I went with the California Burger, which was very good.
California.
Had everything on it but the onions.
Did you take the 210 down to the Wilshire Boulevard and get off on the... And scoot over to the... The 5.
Took the 101 up the coast.
You ever talk to California people? They fucking do that left and right.
Yeah.
Also, if you haven't if you haven't heard the Californians from a little older SNL, do yourself a favor. Just go to YouTube, hit the Californians, and laugh your ass off. Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, Kristen Wiig. Keenan, Mick was on. A lot of times their guest stars will come on. Mick Jagger was on. He was classic Mick. He was very good. Anyway, how did I get from Newt's to the California? Oh, you're the California burger.
I did.
I'll have the California burger. And, yeah. So, if you haven't gone to Newt's, go to Newt's. If you have gone to Newt's, send us an email at theascertainers@gmail.com and tell us what you thought. Tell us what your favorite thing to have is there, and maybe we'll try it too. Huh. Mark don't eat meat, though, because he's a pterodactyl. What is it?
I'm like your band you picked tonight. I'm a hippopotamus.
What the hell are you again? Pedestrian? Presbyterian.
A pescatarian, which our server MJ is going to go that way.
Oh, clear your throat. Everyone wants you to.
I had a little bit of phlegm there, didn't I?
Good God, man. Okay. Well, go to Newt's, listen to the Ascertainers, tell your friends about the Ascertainers.
Yes, tell everybody you know.
No, just tell the people you don't like.
Oh, well.
And they'll tell two enemies, so on and so on and so on. We don't care how we get it. They don't ask us how, they ask us how many.
Right.
There's a cut in my microphone cord.
Uh-oh.
It might shock me.
All right, well, we're going to try to do maybe another one after this, but boy, it's been fun so far.
Totally.
And we'll do it next time.
You're welcome for a nice relaxing episode where there wasn't any laughter. Did we laugh on this one at all?
Not at all.
Shit. All right, well, the next one will be chock full of them, so we'll see you then.
Bye.